Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Need service? Call Powers Truck Parts and Service with everything from headlights to taillights. Online at powerstruckparts.com. It's Joe Nichols with Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
All right, 9:06 on this Thursday, July 2nd. You can see if you go to Facebook Live or my Facebook page, the almost near-death experience
Are you okay?
Yes.
It wasn't that bad.
I smoked bomb.
If I had
took his foot off.
It was a smoke bomb.
The speed at which I ran was very impressive.
I'm telling you, that was the most impressive part.
Yeah, and the noise that it made, you know, that's Doug. It was like pew pew.
Did it do that, Doug?
I thought it went
pow and it smoked.
No, yeah, everybody ran. Everybody. Sometimes those happen, right, Doug?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they made it fun. Roger didn't come to my side. Roger was bailing too. He was going.
He jumped in
my arms.
Yeah, and you need to shave your back again because they cut me.
Before we go to Heather Baker, I want to say thanks again to the fine family, the Jones family, Mr. Jones and Mrs. Jones, who have Jones Barbecue over in Marianna and had a great time. And for those who wonder what it was like, it's a very simple thing. It's like going in somebody's house and say, "Hey, Mr. Jones, you got anything to eat?" "Yes, sir. Let me get you some Wonder Bread and some barbecue here for the little coleslaw. Get you a Coke or a Pepsi out of the refrigerator.
I'll take a water."
And that's it, $4.50. And he's been doing it. He's 81 years old. He's been doing it since his dad was in that location in the 60s. And Spanky out there in the back, Roger, he's up there doing in the heat and the heavy-duty stuff. And
hey, listen, again, Spanky is the man behind the man. Now, Mr. Jones has, I mean, he obviously hired Spanky, and you've got to have a great team around
That's
you,
right.
Douglas, as you do at One Reality.
Reality One.
I guess. One Reality.
Reality One Group.
So, and that is so good. But there, he has to have Spanky. Spanky's taking the logs.
He's chopping the logs, chopping broccoli.
He's taking it. He's putting it
so
on the chimenea. He's getting the coals underneath. Putting them into the pit, shutting it down, wiping his face, watching TV again until it goes to commercial. Then he gets back up and does the same thing again. And he's been doing that for over 40 years. He's the guy that makes the meat taste as good as it does.
I'm going to post those pictures too, by the way. Do you want to say Steve Hickenbotham for helping out? Really kind man who's former state representative.
Yeah, I know Steve.
You know Steve?
Yeah, I know Steve.
He's a lobbyist for the beer lobby. Is that what it is? One of the beer lobbies,
yeah,
I think.
Boy, so.
Harold Jones is what Mr. Jones's first name is, and his wife is Betty. And so, anyway, let's bring in Heather Baker, who just featured an article about the Schneider boys.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
what
it's in this magazine.
You are on our show.
Nice to her.
Well, what's Christian?
That's me in the background of the clip again.
Oh, it's so play it one more time. Let me hear
it. What an asset you are on our show.
Thank you.
Oh, is that the
Oh, that's you. That's him saying tomorrow something. Is that what you're talking about?
What an asset you are to our show.
So, okay, I didn't even hear it.
Can you take it out
post? He was wishing me a happy birthday, and I was telling him it's tomorrow, but thank you.
Okay.
Oh, he was stepping on his. You stepped on his when he was bragging on you.
Can you take that out? Can you isolate that track and get that out?
What an asset you are to our show.
Oh, it reminds me of the greatest step on ever in broadcast history is RJ's getting stepped on by.
Yeah, I'm doing a ball game, and it's one of the biggest games for Catholic ever, and our boy Kyle Sutherland.
The
yeah.
disappointment in RJ's face. Have you heard that, Christian? Have you heard that clip?
Everybody's heard it.
I think I have.
Yeah. It is so. You've got to find it. What would you call it? RJ stepped on?
I don't know. You guys have changed the system, so I don't know what things are labeled in now.
Well, let's bring in, we mentioned the article. I will right now, while we're interviewing Heather Baker, read the article while interviewing Heather. On how your great.
Did you get your GQ magazine picture taken?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Let's bring her in, Christian.
She has the busiest social calendar in the state of Arkansas. Her insight on what to do across the state is unrivaled. She is the go-to person when you need an event promoted. It's time to talk to the queen of promotions from AY Magazine and Arkansas Money and Politics. It's Heather Baker.
Good morning, Heather Baker.
Morning, guys. Good morning, guys. I just heard me click it. There I am.
We have a real bad delay today. Not sure why it is. We had some ghosts in the systems earlier. But early in the week, Roger, you remember, it was Monday, I think. Heather didn't send me anything. Right. I just knew it because I read about it.
Right.
I mentioned earlier in the week about you guys winning all these AP awards for AY Magazine or AMP. And if you want to put it more clearly than what I did, tell everybody what your organization won this past weekend.
Well, thank you so much for that, David. Yes, this is a huge, huge accomplishment for AY Media because before this year, they only recognized, Arkansas Press only recognized newspaper as investigative and journalistic reporting. And we broke so many barriers with Mark Carter and Dwayne Hebda and our new writers that they have actually counted us in to be journalistic. And our first year fully in, we actually took the general excellence, which means we won more awards than anybody in the state of Arkansas for our category, and won 29 other awards. So it's a huge, huge accomplishment for my company.
Roger, I'm showing you the graphics. That's Mark Carter, who won the Razorback
Man Cave. Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
That's Dwayne Hebda.
Yeah. Dwayne.
Written a gazillion articles. And
look at Heather.
I know. Look at Heather Baker.
Oh, my gosh, Heather.
She's like a model Heather.
Oh, I love the Heather.
And so you also did a story on Mark and Doug Schneider here at Torpedo Joe's. Who wrote that piece? I hadn't had a chance to read it yet.
I think it was written by Mark Carter. So what we've done is we've written a full length feature on them that will be in AMP, but since that publishes after July 4th, I wanted to go ahead and get something out on them ahead of time in AY. So they're actually going to have two features. This one is a little bit briefer, so you can kind of see a little bit more, but I wanted to get them that coverage. So people need to go to Torpedo Joe's. And, the next story talks a little bit about also my history in fireworks because that was my first sales job. And fireworks was on Geyer Springs and baseline with my dad's company, and it was OK Fireworks.
Yeah.
And we were the iconic, legendary fireworks company that kind of launched fireworks. And we actually had a partnership with Sam Walton, and we go into that story a little bit further in the AMP issue. But it's hard work. I mean, and they've got air conditioning. You know, Doug, I didn't have any air conditioning. You know, I was just,
I would not be doing
out
it
there
if
we
did not have AC.
Yes, sitting in my, you know, in the summer it was hot, and in the, you know, we also sold, you know, around Christmas and New Year's as well, and it was freezing out there, so we were either hot or cold. But it's a spectacular time. But you know, I think your smoke bombs are a little bit different than mine that you lit, and they just look purple, you know. Smoke came up. Yours are a little bit different. I watched David's video. That is priceless.
Yes. Well, again, I didn't want to make sure. I want to have all my limbs, ready for the fall football. Yes. And Doug had me. Doug was ready to jump on me and cover me.
You were running so fast that he couldn't catch you.
It was the shriek that startled everybody.
So, Heather, I know there's probably so many things. Obviously, we can't cover it all. That's why you go to aymag.com to see everything. What are the key things that you need to tell us about this weekend?
Well, the most important of all events is Roger Scott will be at Mainline Trivia tonight as Trivia Host of the Year. So there is nothing more important than you to head over to Oakline.
Thank you, Heather.
Absolutely. Nothing more important than that. So I'm going to break down fireworks for you and some of the festivals. But as David just said, go to aymag.com because we have every single thing you can imagine. But I'm going to tell you about a few important ones. But the 3492 Festival, this is going to be at 900 East 9th Street in Little Rock. It starts Friday at 10:45 a.m. But as the publication of the year for Arkansas Country Music, this is something I would highly recommend. It's presented by Southern Tell Brewing and Warfield Whiskey, but you're going to see Bree Ogden, Brian Copeland, Midnight South, the Big Damn Horns, Laura Caroline, the Cons of Format, so many incredible artists. Tickets are only $35. It's a beer festival, family festival. So check that out, 9th Street on Friday. We have Lights Over the Lake. And I think you mentioned this, David. Just get in your car and drive one direction, and you're going to run into some fireworks, folks. I mean, because it's going on everywhere. But Beaver Lake, Conway, Arkansas, songwriter Sam Sparks, fresh off American Idol 23, will be performing. This is Friday. It starts at 3 o'clock, goes to all night long. Fun times in Conway. We have red, white, and bloom at Garvin Garden, so you can enjoy patriotic music throughout the day. Wear your red, white, and blue. This is really to celebrate veterans and people of our local heroes. So Garvin Gardens is a great place to celebrate as well. Red, white, and boom in Benton. Y'all, this is going to be a huge fireworks show. Festivities begin. River City parking lot in Benton at 7 o'clock on Friday night. They want a massive, everybody to bring flags, make flags, download flags, carry a flag. They want the largest crowd to ever wave a flag, the American flag for America 250 in Benton. We have United We Stand Festival. This is Cersei. This is a huge event. I actually reported on that this week. 6 o'clock on Saturday night. They're going to have live music, food trucks. You've got the huge fireworks show, but you're also going to have White County Community Band and America's Idol, Michaela. She's incredible. And the Handsome Devils performing. And this is in Cersei. The First Security Amphitheater, you have the 52nd Annual Pops on the River. That's Saturday, July the 4th at 5 o'clock. You've got the Freedom Fest that's going on at Heber Springs. It starts at 8 a.m. Wow. So all day long they have events going on. Dickie Stevens Park, you got that going on Saturday at 6 o'clock. You got the Lake Hamilton Show. It's on actually on the 4th this year at 9 p.m. Check that out. Cabot Sportsplex, they have theirs going on starting at 6:30 p.m. And we'll have all the rest of those on our calendar on aymag.com.
Well, you left off one very important one. It is the Hawkey Happy Birthday to America fireworks show in Benton.
Back off of Benton.
Yeah. The Hawkey Happy Birthday to America.
It's actually the Aberdeen neighborhood. Aberdeen neighborhood by fireworks show.
Now, Heather, we have been seeing a lot of pictures of you and this like rocker looking guy. And it looks like filming going on. We don't know what the secrets are. What can you tell us about this gentleman who looks like a rock and roll singer or a country singer and these cameras that seem to be around you all the time?
What?
Well, that's fun. So we actually filmed this weekend with John Stone at the iconic Angler Motel in Crystal Springs, you know, right out by Mountain Harbor, Steve Quall's area, in that area. But, you know, John is the house band for Kid Rock in Nashville. And so he came in and performed. He's real good friends with John Daly. And there was some connections going on there. So he wanted to perform a live concert. It was open to everyone in Arkansas. But we're in the midst of filming a series. And that's part of the show. So if you were at that event, you'll get on camera and get on the series as well. But we had the best time. I mean, everybody was so amazing, and it was a happening night. I mean, they rocked on until early morning was going on there, but it was so much fun.
That's good. Now, Baz, you've done some filming in hotels before, too, right?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I think you do.
I don't know why you're trying to take this interview into a dark area.
I'm not, my friend.
Dark area.
I didn't say it was a bad thing.
Well, Heather, have a great 4th of July weekend. Congratulations.
Yes, Heather, congrats.
On all the awards. That's outstanding.
That's exactly right. Heather. Congrats to you. And let's give you a big...
It's not working.
Christian, turn it up. Let's give you a big...
Boy. Yeah, boy.
Thank you. There it is right there. That's a word. Very good,
hey,
Christian.
Guys,
that's
Michelle
it. Thanks, Heather.
Doherty from AY Magazine is also on the line.
On the line, Michelle?
Yes.
What's up,
Michelle?
Oh, nothing. I'm just calling. It's a great day, and I needed to call in because, as you know, I work with Heather and have for a few years, and I just want to say there's not a better boss in the universe, not a better leader. I'm so proud of what we've been able to accomplish at AY and winning all these awards. I get chill bumps when I think about how important that is to our state and just being employed and working underneath Heather's guidance. We would never be where we are if it weren't for Heather Baker. And
wow.
I can say truly she's my boss, but I love her to pieces, and I have mad, mad respect for her.
Awesome.
Wow. Wow, what an amazing tribute, right? How about that, Heather? She gets a promotion or a raise? Which is it going to be, Heather?
Absolutely. I think both. Thank you so much for sharing. I don't need a promotion. I just need to always keep doing what she tells me to do because she tells me the right things to do, and everybody on our team, from writers to creative to editing to sales. There's not one thing this woman doesn't do. I'm pretty positive she's cleaned toilets in the place. So she does everything to make us all better.
Well, listen, nobody works harder than Heather Baker, and it's great to see all that hard work pay off with the awards and the success and the publications and all the things. So thanks, Michelle, for calling, and you have a happy 4th of July yourself. Heather, we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Heather.
Have a wonderful weekend.
All right. Thank you, Scott.
And thank you so much. And we actually have our big fireworks show for our neighborhood, and it all comes from Doug at Torpedo Joe's, too. So only RJ Hawk and Waterview Estates, because we've been doing that for about 10 years now and have a huge fireworks show out here. So everybody go get your fireworks from Torpedo Joe's.
And we appreciate it. And also, thanks for getting that article done online before the 4th. They did a great job on the article.
They do great articles.
In the picture, are you showing your guns?
No. I don't have any guns.
Yeah, whatever.
Stop it.
We saw the whole
picture. Speed bumps in front of a cane ball.
He goes out on the lake with it and just says it's a gun show.
Yes.
People hang on to him like they do those rafts. Hey, and Heather, that lights on the over the lake in Conway, I'll be emceeing that tomorrow.
Nice.
Yeah. Looking forward to doing it. Yes.
Wow.
Looking forward to that.
Hey, buddy.
Wonderful.
All right, Heather. Have a good one. Thank you.
Bye, Heather.
Y'all have a great weekend. Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th. RJ just imitated me on the mic at the lake, lights over the lake. Let me hear it, RJ.
Hey, everybody. It's Roger. We're here at Lights Over the Lake. And I just want to say, happy 250.
That's not a bad line.
Do you, Kristen, do you ever find the clip of RJ singing?
I couldn't find it.
Oh, man.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's difficult. First of all,
you get a new system.
We need more monitors to get more space for everybody.
More monitors. I don't think the monitors hold.
A lot of it has to do with the flux capacitor because it's not just working.
It's not.
Give me an RJ clip. Give me an RJ. Are you in the RJ page?
I'll give you an RJ page.
As long as y'all never lose Tommy doing Elvis, y'all can never lose.
That's a classic. Well, everybody's so excited about the hockey. Happy birthday to America.
When he named my media company and said, oh, you know what I want to think? Hawk Family or Hawk
Media Solutions?
Yeah, and I said, what?
let me do this. I honestly want to do this. I want to make sure that everybody knows you did not purchase these fireworks with campaign funds.
Not at all.
No campaign funds.
Don't even have the credit card.
I believe it.
No, Doug. This was paid with the RJ Hawk credit card.
I'm sure it was.
Looking
at Roger for that.
All right, listen. I pulled up the RJ page. It's not allowing me to play.
Good.
There they are.
Good. Someone says, Pinto says, please, with the delay, let's get some singing again.
Yeah.
You know, we've got that great clip where Justin, Melinda, and who else is it? Roger, all singing in there. It's a bad delay today. It's knockout round. It's a miracle we're on the air.
Yeah, it's
a miracle we're on the air today.
That's the metal building.
Wow, pow. Let's take a break.
Roger to come load this for me. So, yeah, we need to take a break.
We talking about
Are you excited? Is there one you're particularly excited about the most?
Which one?
The finale box.
The finale box.
Three cakes fused into one.
What did you say, Doug?
Three cakes fused into one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So they're only allowed to put 500 grams in a cake, and to get around it, they have three separate ones, and you fuse them all together.
And light it.
And one goes right, one left, and one in the middle. So it's an awesome finale.
Clear!
Oh, my. Yeah. Listen, somebody said, all right, let me do it like this. We can only have 501 cake. Boys, get two more cakes. Yeah. Put them together.
As we go to break, Roger, a couple notable birthdays. Ken Curtis.
Oh, Festus.
Medgar Evans.
Oh, they're big fans.
Dave Thomas. Wendy's. Richard Petty.
NASCAR.
He's 89 years old.
Boogity, boogity, boogity.
Boogity, boogity, boogity.
Larry David.
Larry.
79.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. How about that?
Wow.
Bret Hitman Hart, 69.
Well, is he still alive?
Jose Canseco? I think he is,
Did you say Jose Canseco?
you did say Jose.
Jose Canseco.
I hope I did.
You said Jose.
What was the name I said the other day that was funny?
Have you ever heard the phrase, don't let the good Lord split you?
Yes.
Or hit you with the good Lord split?
Never heard
He never eats.
Well, you also say Houston.
He's
such an innocent guy. But I want to say, listen, let me see your computer.
Margot Robbie's birthday today, too.
You know what? fine actress, I guess.
What?
Oh, my gosh. We've got to come back and do our Hawks Home movie review on Patriot.
And finish the lyric.
And finish the lyric. We gotta
what are we going to do with it before we get out of here?
Finish the lyric. You know the song. We've already said with a woman you love.
Yes, please.
Oh, that's good. You got to get out of here.
Yeah, I got to go. I got to go.
Thank you,
RJ. Is that the state police here to escort
you? Shut up. King James and Uncle Sam. Semper Fi tattooed on his left arm. Spent a little more in the store for a tag. Anywhere in the state, dial 888-888-8888 for Rainwater Holton Sexton. They'll help you weather the storm.
This is SportsCenter.
Yesterday in the NBA, the two most storied franchises were busy making moves. First up were the Lakers, who traded for the Jazz's center, Walker Kessler, giving up unprotected first-round picks in 2031 and 2033, as well as first-round swaps in 2028 and 2030. On top of that, they signed guards Quentin Grimes and Colin Sexton, as well as big man Sandro Mamukelashvili. Then the Boston Celtics traded all-star and second-team All-NBA forward Jaylen Brown to the 76ers for Paul George, two first-round picks and two second-round picks. Brown had been in trade rumors most of this offseason, but the league was reportedly much lower on him as a player than the public. And NBA Summer League starts up tomorrow with the California Classic. Former Razorback Adu Thiro will be playing with the Lakers at 9:30 against the Warriors. That game can be seen on ESPN New York Prime Video or NBA TV. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network. Catch the Buzz's ticker on our social media platforms presented by Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, celebrating 50 years in business. LuxuryPoolArkansas.com.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Mostly sunny with a high of 95 degrees today and a 10% chance of a shower or thunderstorm. But of course, the big threat is still the extreme heat. With the high humidity and high heat, well, heat index values could reach 105. So, of course, the heat advisory. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear. We stay warm with a low of 76. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Hey, it's Randy Rainwater from Drive Time Sports. Join Rick Schaefer and I every afternoon on Arkansas' number one caller-driven sports show. We'll talk with great guests like Neil Atkinson from BetSaris and Trey Biddy, HogSports.com, Kevin Bohannon, and a whole lot more. It's all right here from 4 to 7 on 103.7 The Buzz.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports, is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. And on the biggest soccer stage in the world this summer, FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports, is changing the soccer game with a feature built for soccer fans. Because sometimes your player gets subbed off and your bet goes with them. It can happen at any moment. 1 minute, they're on the pitch creating chances, and the next, they're heading to the bench. Well, not anymore with FanDuel Super Sub. If your soccer player is subbed out, your bet stays in. That's right. When your player leaves the match, your bet automatically continues on with a substitute player. So whether the action happens early, late, or deep into stoppage time, you're still in it until the final whistle. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started now. FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports. Let there be goals this summer on FanDuel. Must be 21 plus and present in Arkansas. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Justin Acri for Serta Pro Painters, and when it comes to your home, you want it done right. That's why homeowners trust Serta Pro Painters for professional painting and a worry-free process from start to finish. Celebrate America's 250th anniversary with $250 off projects of $2,500 or more when you schedule by July 10th. From free estimates and reliable communication to quality craftsmanship at the right price, Serta Pro Painters takes pride in exceeding expectations. Each Serta Pro Painters business is independently owned and operated. Schedule your free estimate online at SertaPro.com. That's Serta with a C.
Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville is your headquarters for pool and spa chemicals. Luxury Pool and Spa is ready to get your pool balanced and swim ready with Pool Life and Bacosil pool chemicals. Luxury Pool and Spa is also a proud dealer of Polywood outdoor furniture, climate tough materials, color stay technology, and the 20-year warranty. If you're thinking about a hot tub, they have the amazing Caldera hot tubs in stock on their showroom floor. Live the life of luxury with Luxury Pool and Spa. LuxuryPoolArkansas.com.
The Arkansas Department of Transportation reminds you there is zero tolerance for handheld devices in highway construction zones, which are hands-free by law. And always slow down when you see orange barrels. Help us keep road workers and drivers safe. We all want to get home at the end of the day. Just remember, slow down, phone down. It only takes a second to change your life or someone else's. This message from the Arkansas Department of Transportation, the Arkansas Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Fence Brokers presents Razorback Graffiti every Monday with Morning Mayhem. One sentence to let the guys know how you feel about the Razorbacks from Fence Brokers going the extra mile.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Pledge allegiance to the flag, the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That's outstanding. Well done. Wow. All right, 931, we got to move. Got to move. All right, two things we got to do. We got to do a finished, just a more finished lyric brought to you by Rainbow Restoration, and then we've got to do the Hulk's Home movie review, though on the Patriot. I'm sorry, we got to scratch Martina. Don't have time.
No,
right,
it's
now.
Okay. Listen, yeah, it's right. You got to be happy.
That's okay. First things first, you've got to say something about your social media you wanted to share. Doug, here. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Say something. Yeah, absolutely. I would like to say we've seen a ton of Buzz listeners already, so y'all have a great following. That's
Thank you, Doug. We get you guys out here every year.
But be sure to mention, if you are a Buzz listener, you come in, mention to get your 10% discount.
Now, Doug, it is 9:30. I wish we'd have said that at 7 o'clock today. Dad,
I know.
Okay, make
we've been
note,
busy.
Note for next year.
Yeah.
Note for next year. We're going to mention that at the 7 o'clock
Absolutely.
Hour.
But if you go also on our social media, we have Facebook, Instagram.
We'll put a post out.
And TikTok.
Valentine will put a post out as well on the Buzz thing.
That goes on today.
Yeah, go ahead and, you know, go follow our social media because we put our deals on there and giveaways and
Instagram, Facebook.
And Brooke does all kind of TikTok.
I know,
videos,
I've been watching her.
So.
I especially like the one in her in the bikini she's in.
But yeah, go follow our page, like and share, and all of our deals and stuff are on there.
Then also, you get to see on the social media you guys doing the Hulk Hogan. Yeah.
We might try to do one more if we have time.
You have to get the correct preparation.
That's right.
And if you want to see me run like a girl today when the fireworks went off a little odd, I'm on my Facebook Live.
What's your little boot?
All right, let's hit the open for finish the lyric. And I tell you what, would you guys be willing to give away for that just something?
We will.
You want to give away some Corky's gift cards?
Torpedo Joe fireworks for the winner. All you got to do is listen to the song. Yeah. And when Roger stops it, you got to look up the lyrics and just finish the lyric.
Go ahead, please.
Hit the open there, Christian.
We'll start it. You finish it. It's time for Finish the Lyric, brought to you by Rainbow Restoration. When the unthinkable happens to your home or business, whether it's damage from water, smoke, fire, or mold, let Rainbow Restoration make you whole again. ArkansasRestorationExperts.com. They restore. You recover.
All right, if no one calls in, I'm going to play.
All right, see, go ahead and let's hear the song, Roger. This is the song. I think this was one of Justin Moore's number one.
All right.
Matter of fact, I think Kate Moore is in the video with her, with him.
I was a cold beer drinking down at Joe's place. A pocket
sinker and a pedal down place.
Another man's early was my getting home late. Fast as a whiskey shot and everything changed.
So that's, but the next thing is the hook. So if you'll just look it up. And what are we going to give away? What are you going to give away from Torpedo Joe's?
I'm going to do another... multi-pack.
75 value. You'll have to come here to get it.
Right.
But all you have to do is finish the lyric. So let us know what's going on there. It's a false alarm.
It's a false alarm.
It's a false alarm.
Wow.
Let us know when you get a contestant on there, Christian. And while you're doing that, I do want to talk, Roger, about our Hawks Home
Dub
movie review on the Patriot.
Uh-huh.
It was. Have you seen that, Doug?
I haven't seen it in years. It's been a long time.
It was shot in 2000.
I need to go back and watch it.
Yeah, it was shot in 2000. It was actually up for 3 Academy Awards. They were not for acting. They were just for best cinematography, best original score, and I think one other. But there's no question that, to me, this is one of my favorite Mel Gibson roles.
I'll give it to you.
And, of course, Heath Ledger did a good job as well. I thought he had a nice role in this. But Jason Isaacs stole the show as the bad guy.
Yeah.
He's the guy that that killed Mel Gibson's two sons, Roger. Not one son, but killed two. And he is his character's name is oh my gosh, I'm just blank on it now. Dadgummit, I'll think of it here in a second. Oh, it's Colonel William Tavington, and he's the one, Roger, where he goes, where Mel Gibson looks him in the eye and goes, before this war is over, I'm going to kill you. And what does Tavington say back to him, Rog? Why wait? And Mel Gibson waits, pauses, and says, soon. And walks up. Great scene. Almost as good as Strength and Honor.
Strength and Honor.
Strength and Honor. Jacob, by the way.
Okay, on a scale of 1 to 5, Roger, what do you give The Patriot?
I'm a Patriot.
Christian gives it a 2.5.
Yeah.
Which is a shocker.
No.
I thought you said two and a half.
Well, you know, we should have known that he was going to give it a two. We knew he was going to rate it low when we found out that he had dual citizenship in China.
What did you give it,
Christian? 3.
Okay. All right. That's a little bit better.
Thanks for shaming him.
Roger, what is
5 the highest?
5's the highest.
I'm giving it an 11. I liked it for all the right reasons. I liked it because of what Mel Gibson, his character. I like it because of whatever reason you get to escape and you get to see the beginning of our country and the men and women just throughout the history of our country that sacrifice fighting against the number one army in the world. Just a couple of dudes getting together and say, you know what, John Hancock, these guys were only in their 20s and 30s that are signing the founding fathers, and they got together. Nobody. I want to see a movie about Sam Adams.
Well,
that's the man.
The battle scenes were pretty darn solid. Yeah. You see people getting their heads knocked off by cannonballs.
It's raw.
And then, again, Roger, you're right. It's not perfect in its representation.
No.
But you have hateable characters. You're rooting for our country. You're rooting for Mel Gibson.
Cornwallis is a real character.
Yes.
So you want to go back and you want to go. It makes you go back and read a little bit more. Remember
Tom Wilkinson played. He did a great job.
He's fantastic. The scene in there where Mel Gibson goes in and is talking to him.
It's one of the great scenes.
100%, and talking to him, and then says, "We've got some of your." So I'd like to have the names. He goes, "No names, but I know we got 3 colonels, 4 majors,
so
4
good."
And he goes on and on and on. The dogs go with him and do all that.
So
and then
good.
When you go see Cornwallis, and then the Tarrington, what's his name? When all of those guys get with Cornwallis, and they go, "Let me tell you something. You are going to be dead meat back in England because you're losing to this scrum out here."
And of course, at the very end, you've got the scene where he's got the flag and he's telling everybody's retreating.
Right.
It's almost like, what's the other movie Mel Gibson is with his painted face?
This is Braveheart.
It is. It's Braveheart 1776.
It's outstanding. It is.
So, and what is your major beef with it, Christian?
Well, I mean, it's just Braveheart 2. I think that the villains are sort of cartoonish. Britain is one of the ultimate bad guys throughout history. Of course, they colonized most of the world. We're not necessarily special. They colonized most of the world. We didn't have to go above and beyond and make them burn down churches and stuff, which they didn't do in real life.
Yeah, that was a scene. That was really one of the great.
They made them Nazi-like.
They did, and then somebody said the guy who was the producer had a German background. The only thing I can respond to that, Roger and Doug, God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. Anyway, so because of that,
the mountains,
through the prairie, through the ocean, white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, our home, sweet home. And because of that, it is our 250th birthday. That is a 5-5-5 Patriot. Go USA. Go USA.
USA. Because we have this awesome. Where is it, Ryder? Where is it? I want to hear this, Ryder. This is
USA. USA. USA.
And when we saw Mel Gibson carrying that flag and he had that sword in his hand, we wanted him to
finish him.
What did he do with Tavington? He put that
right there.
Looked him in the eye. Right through his throat.
Oh, my God. He went.
All right. I do want to thank Hawks Homes for sponsoring our amazing review.
Absolutely.
Brian and Kevin Conway, Bryant. Listen, manufacture modular homes in Arkansas. Yep. HawksHomes.net. Great people.
Great people. We appreciate them very much. And RJ said the scene that he was really worried about was when he saw Mel Gibson's character.
After 19 pitches because of a pulled labia muscle.
Pulled a labia. So he didn't know if he's going to be able to come across with it, but we appreciate that very much.
Who's our contestant?
We got Jacob.
All right, Jacob. Jacob, good morning. Jacob, how are you?
Hey, buddy, you know the rules?
I do.
All right, buddy, I'm going to start the song.
Before you do, just remember, Jacob, you're playing for Premier Fireworks from Torpedo Joe's. Yeah. $75 worth.
$75?
Yeah.
Ooh. Did you just transport back to the pantry?
Wow.
What is going on?
Jacob.
Yeah. Did you drop your
corn
and cement mixer? Okay.
I'm
okay,
here.
You're me.
All right, here's what's going to go, Jacob. I'm going to play the song. I'm going to stop it. You pick up, and you keep singing until we tell you to stop. If you don't get it on the very first time I stop it, I'll play it again and stop it at the exact same spot, and you can take off from there. Have you had time to Google?
I don't think so.
Here we go.
All right, come on.
Now. Mona, Mona, Mona.
I was a cold beer drinking
beer
down at Joe's place. A corner pocket sinker at a little damn place. The man's early was back getting home late. Fast as a whiskey shot. And everything changed cause with
woman, you love your cake all night. By 5 acres in a farmhouse and painted bright white. With the woman you love, you'll get home at a decent hour. Don't need to look no more, cause you finally found her. No forever, just ain't long enough with the woman you love.
Not quite the same.
Not quite the same.
Let's hear Justin Moore sing it. Let's hear how he says it.
Sing along with him if you want to, Jason. I encourage you.
I think he sounds just like Justin.
Drinker.
Pocket
stinker. Pedal down face.
Another man's early was my getting home late. Fast as a whiskey shot. And everything changed. Cause we're the woman you love.
Farmhouse, painted bright white.
Woman,
you love, you'll get home
at a decent hour.
You know why, Doug?
Forever just
ain't long enough. You love. Good job, Jacob.
Great job, Jacob.
All right, so Jacob, what does Jacob need to do?
Sorry,
we need to get his information.
Just tell Christian. He just come by the store.
Is it Jason or Jacob?
Jacob. I think it's Jacob.
I'm sorry, Jacob. Yeah. I've been calling you Jason. Well,
good
guess
job,
what?
Jacob.
Today, Jacob, you have earned. There it is.
Excellent. Yeah, just come by, man. We'll have it ready for you.
You know where we are, Jacob?
Oh, he can find it.
I do.
He can find it.
All right,
it's easy.
Well, thanks for listening to us,
thanks,
man.
Jacob.
We appreciate
you. You were exactly 7 minutes. 7 minutes. And if you just joined the show, we found out that if you say you're a Buzz listener, 10% off.
That's
everything
right
in the store.
Same with police, military, EMTs.
Oh, gotcha.
So, Jacob, if you come in, say you're a Buzz listener, they will pay you money and give you your stuff.
Brooke, when we were talking about you earlier, we were saying, what time today will you be posting the bikini social media pics? You tell us. We'll all be tuned in. I want to see her in the bikini and you in the Hulk Hogan.
Oh my God!
Hey, by the way, since we have followed you, you know, with all the, you know, Tommy's situation, what he went through, what you were going through with your heart, are you back to 100%? Are you
100? I had an echo last week and everything looked great. So
nice,
very very blessed.
How often do you go get checked up?
Twice a year.
Gotcha.
All good.
And you're 4 years. Younger or older than Mark? I can't remember.
What? 7 years old.
7 years. Wow.
He's a baby.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. You know what? It must be cool to have brothers. You know, Roger's got brothers. He's like a brother to me.
Yeah.
Well, I thought so.
You're like a brother.
Well, you're like a brother to me.
You're like
brother.
A brother.
Hey.
You're like a brother. Yeah, we're getting ready to hit the road. We're going to be down in NASCAR, doing the NASCAR thing. We're going to be at the Star in Frisco.
Sharing rooms, playing Flinch.
Yeah, we're going to be at the State Trooper Lodge next week.
I am good. Nice. I am telling you right now. Listen, you know they have cameras in there.
Oh, yeah.
They have cameras in every room right there. But Mike Yeager, guess what? Food fight in the new lodge. Food fight in the lodge. So it's going to be me and you. Do we want Christian? Is he going to come?
I don't know if Christian can. I think.
Whose account is it? Is it Hope?
I think that's our account. That's people's account.
It's people's account.
The people's account.
It's people's account.
People's
right.
account.
So we're going there to do that.
You should have seen yesterday when we were going down the highway to Mariana. I mean, the highway just opened up. It's like Roger. They knew everybody was get out of the way.
Hey, listen. He's down here doing his typing. Everybody knows about it. He's got to type down and all that. Next thing you know, out of peripheral vision, a car goes by. He goes, they're just getting you like
they're
you're standing still.
Blowing his doors off.
Right by your
He overreacted, so he tried to slow down too much. And then the guy was so mad, he almost bumped us. He just wanted to take it for real. He did. Like, whoa, I've never seen a car get so close to us.
I wasn't going to put up with it. I wasn't going to put up with it. I will slow down traffic.
Christian, what are you doing for your birthday today and tonight?
I don't really have anything planned.
All right, Roger, let's get to work planning his birthday tonight.
We're doing it. We're coming.
We're bringing over
going
cake.
To have some guests.
Oh, now
tomorrow.
He's leaving.
Yeah, now he's like, I actually have plans.
Probably going to clean the house later.
Stop it!
No,
stop it!
Well, you know what?
You're going to dinner. Own us.
I've got trivia.
I got Sonic Joe. Yo, you've got trivia. He should go to trivia on his birthday.
I don't know why you don't come to trivia on your birthday. If you want the best wings in the state of Arkansas, they're right down there.
Hey, 30 years, you're getting ready to have your best decade ever.
You really are, dude. I remember when I was 30. Man. It was a couple of weeks ago is what it said.
You already heard it, Doug. You started off, what was the song? He said, Dirty Diana. Boom.
Yeah.
Hit that, C note.
Oh, should have. When Baz and I were your age, Christian, that you are today.
Oh, my God. The second part,
when Baz and I were your age, you still had 2 years to go before you were born.
Yeah. Say that again.
When we were his age, it was 2 years later he was born.
Yeah. I think when I met Basil, he was probably around 30.
Yeah.
Man.
ASM.
Oh, my God. That's a good point. That's a great point.
Is it Boys and Girls 30?
Yeah, 30. Yeah.
That's crazy.
So he's just not getting to 30.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Dude, I have underwear on now. That's 30.
Someone said, ask Doug to show you his picture when he was Cougar mascot.
Oh, God. Kevin. Woody. Damn it.
All right, we'll come back and wrap things up. Don't go away. 9:48.
Or give me a historically low auto loan rate from Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union. Hey, folks, founding father. Well, at least founding father to Eric, Zach, and Meredith, anyway. Here to remind you about the historic auto loan rates offered this summer from my friends at Alcoa. From now until the end of August, you can get rates as low as 1.776% on 2024, 25, and 26 year models. Doesn't matter if it's brand new or if you want to refinance the ride you already have, these year models qualify for this great offer. Not only do you get a historic rate, you can take the summer off from making a car payment with no payments for 90 days. Do you need more time to pay or a lower payment? Alcoa's got you covered there with financing available up to 84 months. Take it from me, founding father Roger Scott. This is a limited time offer, and you do not want to miss this opportunity. You can apply securely online, visit one of the branches, or just give them a call to get started. Celebrate America's 250th anniversary with this historic offer from Alcoa. Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union, serving 15 counties in Central Arkansas. With many convenience and grocery stores moving to mostly self-checkout these days, nowhere is it easier to shop than at your local Family Market. Friendly staff give you the very best in customer service, including bagging all your items. And you can save inside the store and outside at the pumps with your Family Market rewards cards. Don't miss Big Mondays, mid-grade gas for the price of regular and premium for the price of mid-grade. All of this can only be found at Family Market in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Mayflower, Hot Springs, and Wooster, with a second Hot Springs location coming soon. And if there's not a Family Market in your neighborhood, look again.
One's coming.
What's up, guys? It's official. The Dude Perfect Squad Games Tour is coming to a city near you. 22 cities across the U.S.
Including yours. Sunday, July 12th in North Little Rock, Arkansas at Simmons Bank Arena.
A brand new tour, brand new battle, bigger and better than ever.
Go! Dude Perfect in North Little Rock on July 12th.
Squad Games is officially coming into arenas.
Tickets and information at dudeperfect.com/tour.
The two best words in sports, game 7.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver here. Can we agree that summer is way better when your body actually cooperates? Because if joint pain is slowing you down, knees, hips, shoulders, back, you're probably missing out on the best parts of summer. Maybe it's walking the neighborhood, playing with the grandkids, golfing, fishing, hiking, or just getting through the day without hurting. That's why so many people are turning to QC Kinetics. They're the nation's leader in regenerative treatments, and they help people find lasting relief from chronic joint pain with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. Best part, QC Kinetics is right here in Little Rock, and they're offering free pain evaluations right now. Just call 501-393-1159. You'll meet with a medical professional, learn what's causing your pain, and see if their natural regenerative treatments could help you feel like yourself again. But don't wait too long. Appointments are filling up fast this summer. Call QC Kinetics now at 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
HJ Trailer Sales has you covered, whether you need a trailer, truck bed, or expert repair. Our expert team is ready to help. HJ Trailer Sales is your one-stop shop for it all. If you want a one-stop shop for all your marketing needs, you need 103.7 The Buzz. We receive several phone calls a week from people who say that they heard about us on The Buzz. I've worked with their experienced team for many years. Call Sabrina Woodall at 501-650-4971.
Hey, it's David Bowser for my good friends at Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, celebrating 50 years in business. Now is the time to start planning for your new pool. It's a huge investment, and having a company that you can trust is crucial. Owners Jeremy and Shane Lawson build the pools themselves, so they will know every inch of your new pool. Luxury Pool and Spa is also your Central Arkansas headquarters for chemicals, and they have great rebates going on now for Pool Life and Boquist Hill Pool Chemicals. Just bring in a water sample, and the trained professional at Luxury Pool and Spa will ensure that your pool has the proper chemicals needed. Luxury Pool and Spa is also the proud dealer of Pollywood Outdoor Furniture with Climate Tough and a 20-year warranty. They also carry Pentair pool equipment, pool toys, and the Big Green Eggs. It's the perfect time to turn your backyard into your everyday oasis this summer with Luxury Pool and Spa, celebrating 50 years in business. Take it from a happy customer, they are the best. Live the life of luxury with Luxury Pool and Spa. Check them out online at luxurypoolarkansas.com.
Tune in to Out of Bounds each Monday for Weekend Recap, brought to you by Fleet Management Services. Serving Central Arkansas for over 20 years, they're your small to mid-sized fleet specialist that also takes care of our fleet at Signal Media. Fleet Management Services is now hiring for loop tech, tire tech, and light maintenance. 8 paid holidays and paid vacation, paid health insurance, and 401k. Pay depends on experience and signing bonus. Apply in person at 901 East 8th Street in Little Rock.
This is Quinn Grovey, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
All right, wrapping things up here, Torpedo Joe's. Again, what's your social media?
You get Facebook, Torpedo Joe's, and then Instagram, same. You just go in and put Torpedo Joe's in.
Follow. Yeah. Remember, 10% off everything in the store if you just mention you're with The Buzz. Not with The Buzz. Just mention 103.7 The Buzz.
Yeah, Buzz listener.
Let's squeeze in Big Sarge real quick, see what he's got going on Sunday. Sarge, are you there? Sarge, are you there?
How y'all doing this morning? Yes, sir.
Hey, buddy. So you are working, of course. You don't take. You're like us. You don't take any Sunday shows off, do you, Sarge?
I have never taken a Sunday show off in 13 years. Past Christmas, you name it, we do it. We got a big show this Sunday. We're going cranking, baby. We're going cranking. We're going to talk about crankbait. Everybody needs to be careful this weekend. I already know tons of people are going out on Greer's, Hamilton. Make sure you got your lights on at nighttime. I know they're going to be watching the fireworks. Fletcher is giving my wife's Jeep a makeover, so I'm going to do a commercial on that. And, Baz, I just appreciate you letting me come on and shouting out my show 8 to 10 on Sunday morning.
Yeah, Roger, you know, nobody's more passionate about his show and his commitment to the Buzz and his show than the Big Sarge is. Nobody. Nobody hustles more. Nobody's more passionate. Now, we're passionate about ours.
I was just going to say, I went to Mariana yesterday. Sarge is good. Don't get me wrong.
He'd be on the equal with
us. It's equal footing. Hey. Listen, you got to have he's on one side. And we're only
We do 20 hours a week, and of course Sarge wishes he could have more hours.
He does 20 hours a week in those 4 or 3 hours.
Have a great July 4th. I know you're going to be on the water this weekend at some point.
And thank you for your service, Sarge.
Thank you for your service, Sarge.
It's because of you and your friends and family that we get to do this in Ballantyne too.
Yeah, thank you, Sarge.
Yeah. Thank y'all. Y'all be careful and try to call in Sunday, Baz, if you can.
Okay, buddy.
I won't be able to.
happy.
So don't even ask me.
Happy 4th, Sarge. Thanks, buddy. Have a great show.
You coined out in the military, or you didn't get asked to leave.
One more time, Christian, on his birthday. Let's hear Dirty Diana. This is actually a birthday present back to Arkansas that he was his birthday. He said, I want to give back. I'm just going to do this great delivery of Dirty Diana.
Dirty Diana.
Yeah, the second.
Phil's laughing at it, by the way.
Who is?
Phil. He's busting up over.
Oh, my goodness. I love it. Just that little voice quiver that you threw into the. Oh,
it is.
It's perfect. That means he rehearsed it into a mirror at some point.
I did not.
It was impromptu. And it was, it gives chills. The girls here at Torpedo Joe's, Brooks has got chill bumps on her legs. I see them right now.
They're not the only ones.
Guys, you realize this means Christian probably has a Philip Bailey falsetto in there, too.
He does. He does, Phil. And did you tell him? Did you tell him happy birthday, Phil? He's 30
I did
today.
When I first walked in today. He's 30. He's 30 years old, going on 45, right?
Yes.
Oh no, like 55 or 65.
Easy. We call him the Benjamin Button of the station. You know what? He never got to shine like a peacock on the other show, but we're fortunate.
You know what? It all worked out because it gave room for Phil to come in.
Yes,
and Moose and Moose to flex.
That's right.
And it was perfect timing for Christian to come with us. Yeah. You know, he's in the big leagues now.
And he's happy about it. Aren't you so happy about it, Christian?
Yep.
Being with us? Okay.
Phil, I'm not so used. Yesterday, Chuck goes, Phil's bringing back the equipment. I go, who's Phil?
No doubt.
And I'm like, I'm not used to hearing Phil carrying equipment. I'm like, what? Oh, Phil. I forgot. Phil's carrying equipment. We're very excited about you.
Phil is carrying the zone today. What do you got going on?
What's the scoop?
We dropped a little ball yesterday on What the Hell, so we've got some What the Hell today. Champs and Chumps of the Week. Mayor Scott will stop by. Birthday Trivia. Zach Gillum from Oakland. Basically, he's got to pack two shows into one today and wish Christian and the United States a very happy birthday.
Woo! You're going up Northwest Arkansas, is that correct?
I got going to the Bob Dylan show tomorrow night at the Amp. It'll be my first ever concert of Bob Dylan. Can't wait.
That's exciting. Is this the right song, Raj? I don't. Do we do a different Friday song? Today's Thursday.
Thursday, yeah.
Yeah, that's what's always weird. Roger, great show this week.
I got you.
Christian, great show this week.
Great lead.
Doug, it's great to be here. The tradition continues here.
Plus, listeners.
Today, Friday and Saturday. Around the clock.
Come on, come get the fireworks.
Happy birthday, America.
Chris Crane Dodge Jeep Ram of Hot Springs presents the Spa City Classic, Arkansas's largest indoor pickleball tournament. Over 150 different age groups and skill levels will compete this July 30th through August 2nd inside the Hot Springs Convention Center. Go to pickleballtournaments.com.